Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. 10 minutes after 5 as we get things rolling. Tom, I'm going to give you an option this morning.
Okay.
As we get the program started, would you like to have our very first thing we talk about be childish and juvenile and funny, or serious and responsible and controversial?
Well, that's an easy question.
Yeah?
Childish, juvenile, and funny.
Well, okay then. What about you, Chris? You have any preference?
Because otherwise you're going to rant about the cell phone ban in Wausau, aren't you? Well, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Get that out of your system right now.
You want me to just go ahead and get it out of my system?
Go ahead.
All right. So it's my understanding City Council, in its infinite wisdom, has said no cell phone use.
Unless you have a handheld.
Unless you have a handheld.
Hands-free device.
Yeah. Right? I prefer the City Council in its infinite wisdom to the City Council in, say, its drunken stupor.
Well, sure. Although,
ideally, that happens after the council meetings.
Listen, if it's in their drunken stupor, then we have more interesting things to talk about. That's for sure. Okay. I believe, and I will agree, that driving while texting, driving while talking is a distraction. I give them that. I'm not going to obey the law.
You're not, what did you say? You're not going to obey the law?
No, well, I will when there's a police officer nearby.
Oh, I see. Like any other law.
No.
Any other laws you don't want to handle?
Well, there's occasionally there's a few laws that I don't want to adhere to, but I do because I'm a good person mostly. But yeah, the whole cell phone thing. I'm not going to quit talking on my phone. I have quit texting while driving. It's just moronic.
Well, gee, thank you.
You're welcome. And I admit it is just moronic to text and drive. I would excuse it sometimes and say, well, here's an open piece of road. It's just stupid. Now, when I come to a stoplight, I'm answering email or texting when I'm sitting at a stoplight. But while I'm moving, no.
So that means when the light changes, you're looking down.
No. I pay very close attention. I look up and down, right. Up and down, and I'm paying very close attention. I hate when people sit at a green light, so I pay.
Well, I've heard you talking on the phone to customer service, and I'm not sure I want you talking on your phone while you're driving because you get rather. Excited.
I only get excited and have a problem with stupidity.
I see. And that's most customer service, right?
I don't know about most. let's see. There was a customer service option I talked to the other day that was brilliant. I was just stunned by how good it was, and I can't remember who it was.
Well, that's nice.
I know. I should give them a shout-out.
What's the point? If you're not even going to remember who it was, why even bother?
Well, because I didn't have a hemorrhage. I didn't blow a gasket. I didn't have eyes that looked like Bob Costas, which, by the way, good grief.
He took the night off.
Thank God. Yeah. And they realized, they made an announcement why. He's been doing it ever since, what, Lillehammer or something like that? I mean, he's not missed a single night of broadcast for the Olympics in years. Good for him, Iron Man. Good for him. I'm proud of him. But when you turn on the TV and your children run away screaming because they believe Satan is on the screen,
they didn't have high def in Lillehammer. Now they do. And yeah, seeing a couple of pink eyes in high def is not good.
Now, Bob Costas is a Syracuse grad like me, and I believe he began worshiping the dark forces while he was at school.
That's why he still looks so young. He's got a picture in his attic.
Well, obviously he bathes in the blood of virgins. I mean, that's clear. But what I've had pink eye. You've had pink eye.
I've never had pink eye.
You've never had pink eye?
No.
I've never had pink eye either.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well,
And I'm glad. Although now I caught the creeping crud that's around here in the throat and nose, so everybody else has passed it on, now I have.
You have to stay away from me because I survived the flu and everything else in my household, and I have some things coming up that are very important, and I am not getting sick. You quit trying to hug me.
Okay.
You agree?
I won't lick your coffee cup.
No, you won't. Not more than once, you won't. but yeah, Bob Costas just looked horrible. A friend, I mean, he did. He just and I've had pink eye, and you get some medication, and it goes away in a couple of days. And I've always thrown a little Visine in there, and it takes out the red, and boom, you're good. His eyes just looked horrible.
You think they NBC has a personal American physician there handling stuff like that as opposed to going to the Russian hospitals?
Well,
here, take something from this vial. Here's this pill. Take this. This'll help.
This is
I would want to tough out the pink eye and wait till I got back to the States.
This secretion of oxen semen will make the pink eye go away.
Gross.
No, you don't want to take that? Okay.
Gross. But you may have hit on something. It may be where Vladimir Putin is in the background. The you Kostas have pink eye. Give him this.
Well, this is super glue.
Nah, that is correct. You put in medicine bottle, he take, everything is good.
I tweeted yesterday that they're airlifting Michelle Tafoya to the Olympic Village right now. Jerry Bader thought that was so cute that he used it on his show immediately after I sent it out.
WSAU, we've got a lot coming your way. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the silly and unusual thing that I have discovered about the Olympics. And yes, I even posted it on our Facebook page. Go like Seth Mila, WSAU.
Listeners, I know you all understand. This morning show is what I need. Well, they are just wise guys, can't turn them off hard as I try. But that's fine by me. They wake me up, these bunch of jokers. Sometimes I cry when their show's over. So morning time, I keep finding myself tuned in to a show where I belong.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.